Welcome to episode 513 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Donna and George. And we're also excited to welcome back to the show, Kristen. Yay! Sandals Regency Latoc is set on the 220-acre Latoc Estate in St. Lucia. It offers a half mile of beach, 9 specialty restaurants, 8 bars, and sharing privileges with 2 other Sandals resorts. Kristen just returned from a visit with her husband, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So, yay, you got to go to St. Lucia. What made you pick St. Lucia?
That's a good question. I just thought it looked beautiful, quite honestly.
Okay. So you never been there before?
I had never been to St. Lucia.
Okay.
It was another Caribbean island that is definitely, you know, my goal is to see as much of the world as possible. So why not check out St. Lucia?
Okay. So
absolutely beautiful.
You're flying from like the Greensboro, NC area?
Yeah, Greensboro area. Actually, we flew out of Charlotte this time, which is about an hour and a half from not our preference necessarily, but the flights were better. And actually, they were offering direct flights out of Charlotte to St. Lucia.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that was kind of cool. But yeah, the flight times just were better earlier in the morning to get you there, because the problem is there is a little bit of a drive to these properties. So you got to keep that in mind. So we wanted to get there as early as possible to maximize as much time as possible with the vacation.
So talk about that, because I know I've been to St. Lucia, and I know the airport is kind of like the other end of the island from where these resorts are, which can be, I tell people to take some Dramamine or, you know, like. It's hilly, windy. How was your transfer?
So our personal transfer was great. We did use the one that's provided through Sandals. Mm-hmm. There are other options. I've had guests in the past do a private transfer, but we opted to do that. You can also helicopter over to a closer airport from the main airport, and then it's a quicker transfer from there. Mm-hmm. It's about an hour ish plus to Latoc, and then from there on it gets a little bit further out as you go to the other resorts that Sandals owns on the island. For us, yes, it is super windy, so if you suffer from motion sickness, you definitely, like Sandy says, want to take something to kind of calm the motion sickness down. But for us, it was great. I mean, it's a great, if you can kind of relax and take a rest, definitely get a rest before you get there. The hills, very windy, but they navigate it well.
Yeah. So, and another thing that's nice about Sandals is they have that lounge at the airport. So you can
kind of
grab a snack,
exactly.
Grab a drink. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of get your bearings.
Chill before you get on. And they run it so smoothly. So as soon as you get your luggage, it's a small airport, you know, you get through customs, fill out the form, get through customs, and then, it's pretty smooth. It's really quick and easy. So they take you to the lounge. We were not in the lounge for very long at all before the transfer then came and whisked us away.
So what were your first impressions of Latoc?
I was very impressed. The view is absolutely gorgeous. When you walk into the lobby, it's the backdrop is just the ocean, if you will. So they've got this cutout in the main lobby that just looks, it just looks like water is right in front of you. I mean, of course, it's really not, but it looks like it's just right there, like you could touch the water. The scene is beautiful for sure. As soon as you get there, as they do at all the Sandal properties, they give you kind of a welcome cocktail drink or a mocktail if you're like me, and welcome you in. They even sang us a little St. Lucian song, welcoming us there. And then they kind of set us to the side in order to get us ready to then show us to our rooms, which was quite nice. I mean, this was my first experience at Sandals.
Oh,
so wasn't sure what to expect as far as check-in went, but they took good care of us. They took us to our rooms, you know, set us aside and then took us to our rooms, made sure we knew a few of the locations around the property so we would be ready to enjoy it, not lost and confused, if you will. So,
yeah.
Because it is a big property. Yeah.
What type of room did you have?
So we actually had a Butler Elite Suite, which was
Ooh.
quite amazing.
Okay.
I know, we were
So
very
fancy.
excited. We were very fancy. We were living the dream, to say. But our actual one, because people always ask me, what was the category? It was a PR, an RP1. If you see it listed on the website, for example, it was called the Sunset Bluff Ocean View One Bedroom Butler with the tranquil soaking tub. I get that
Ooh.
question from honeymooners a lot. Does it have the soaking tub on the
Nice.
balcony? And yes, it did. So it was very nice. I mean, so basically, because it was Butler Elite, of course, you get those extra special guided amenities. As soon as you get there, the butler's taking your luggage and you to your room via golf cart, especially. And then they take you into your room and they kind of showed us, here's where the light switches are. Here's where this is. Oh, and this is why this room is so beautiful. Check out this view, which
Yeah.
was amazing. But it was great. I mean, it definitely had more than enough room to spread out in. So if you're looking for more space and kind of just an area to relax, for sure, it had a bedroom. Like, again, it's a one bedroom. So there is a separate sitting area and couch and TV, all that kind of stuff. And
Yeah.
then a room with the king size bed. Yeah, it was lovely.
That's awesome. So I know whenever you do a butler room at Sandals, they kind of send you this checklist in advance, and you can pick out like if you like certain liquors or if you have certain requests. Did you guys do any of that stuff in advance?
We were not able to do that in advance, but yes, that
Okay.
is 100% true. Basically, there's a list that comes out where you can fill out, what kind of liquors you like, if there's a specific type of, drinks that you want in your room. So example, like you want Coke and Sprite and extra waters or stuff to make mocktails. And then they also take care of your dining for you too, so that, pre and advance, they will reach out and make sure that. They also do offer like a private shuttle option at some of the resorts. I'm not I shouldn't say for sure at St. Lucia, but I know that there's other resorts that I've helped for guests to be able to do a private transfer through the Butler Elite.
So this resort is hilly. It's kind of like whenever you say Sunset Bluff, it's kind of up on a mountain. There's really nice.
Oh, it was
Yeah.
way up on the mountain.
So,
I am not even gonna like,
yeah.
yeah, not say it wasn't. And that's the thing, and that's the cool thing about this particular category is that it definitely is a sunset. So we definitely could see the sunset from all angles. It was absolutely gorgeous. So definitely if that's, kind of on your list to be able to see that. But yeah, it's a very, very hilly resort. It is spread out, so it's more of a line. It like makes a line, if that makes sense. It's not super condensed in a small area. You're kind of walking everywhere. So if you're on that Sunset Bluff or some of the other Butler suites, they're all going to be up that hill. However, because you have a butler, it's okay. Like they give you a cell phone, the butler
So,
does, and you call him to come get you.
do they have handicap accessible rooms and things that are easier to get down to the beach? Now, you weren't in that area, but.
I was not in that area, and honestly, Donna, I didn't notice it. I normally try and take extra attention to that kind of stuff. I did not notice beach accessibility for handicap accessible guests. I will say, if you were in that type of category, and they usually do have some specific categories that are handicap accessible, so that's something you want to kind of check, at
But I
booking
mean, what I'm
time,
saying
but.
is that if you're in one of the cap or one of the rooms that are a little closer to the beach, did they have a way that you could get to the restaurants and all relatively easily, and you didn't have to go all the way to the top, or did you have to have a golf cart or something to
You would
get
probably need a
around?
golf cart because some of the restaurants are actually more up the hill. So, like the Japanese restaurant is actually up the hill. So, there are places that, yeah, you would definitely, if you're needed accessibility, you would want to have a golf cart. And I'm sure they could arrange that even for non-butler suites. I mean, they're very accommodating. It's a very friendly resort. I don't think that they would have a problem doing that.
That always
But as far
concerns
as
me
getting on
just
the
because I
beach, I wasn't
don't get
sure.
around as well as I like to.
Yeah, no. And honest to goodness, I'm not even joking. It was a hike, and we did walk it several times because I like to walk. And I just kind of wanted to see what it was like. But if you needed help, yeah, I would definitely take that golf cart. And there's plenty of them around. Oh, and I will say too, there is a shuttle, an internal shuttle. guess I should mention that too. So at the main lobby, at the lobby area, there is a shuttle that will come by quite often, and it'll take you to all these spots. So like if you're in the Hideaway honeymoon suites, for example, they're like off to the side in another location from where we stayed. So there's a bus that takes you internally to these spots. So if you don't have a golf cart, they're going to take you up to the butler suites as well. So it's going to take you all over the course of the island, regardless of what type of category you're staying in. And again, it comes really regularly. You're usually not waiting but a couple minutes. And they put as many people as they can, and they come right back.
Good to know.
Yeah. So yes, that's a good question.
So you said you had the Tranquility tub. Did you feel like it was very private because it's on your balcony, right?
That is a good question, because some of the rooms I looked at, I was like, oh, Like, I mean, you're like, that's not very private at all, because you're on the bottom level. Where we, our particular room, it was private enough, yes, because there is also a privacy curtain. So the sides are blocked off in the room, like in the balcony, and then there's a privacy curtain that you can pull for more privacy if you need it.
So let's talk.
And pretty much where we were, it was more private than some of the other areas.
Yeah, because you're up so high. So
yes, exactly.
Sandals is really known for their food. So let's talk about the food. Where did you eat? Yeah, I know.
And y'all know I'm not normally a foodie, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, it was amazing. Nice. It was so, 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 so good. I probably had one of the best steaks ever, like Ruth's Chris quality, as I like to say, from local. Quality steak at La Talk. It was amazing. So we ate at pretty much every restaurant there. Okay. So that was nice. We did some research. Now La Talk is their formal, if you will, restaurant. So men are going to have to wear jeans, are actually allowed, mm-hmm. or slacks. So otherwise we did see a gentleman turned away that was wearing shorts. Mm-hmm. You have to wear pants. Sorry. But the steak, I had a steak. And like I said, it was amazing. And my husband had the chicken cordon bleu, and I tried it, and he loved it, and it was amazing. And the portion sizes weren't so huge either. So if you wanted to then eat dessert, yes. And if you wanted to go for a late night snack, yes. Because all inclusive, we're eating.
Oh, I'm having more than one dessert.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And you definitely could. There was one morning at Armando's, I believe it was, where we had, I had two breakfast entrees. I love breakfast. So I tried two of the breakfast. I couldn't decide. And she said, just get both. You're on vacation. And I said, okay, I'll get both. That's fine. but it was the food overall. Yeah. You talked to me. Don't twist my arm. But the food overall was top notch. I felt like, for sure. I wouldn't question sending somebody there to eat the food.
I'm trying to think what I was like. I lost my track of thought. It was something about the food though. But I know what it is. So Sandals usually has like the brick oven pizza at the pool. Did they have something like that there?
Yeah. So they have the Bella. No. Nepal, if I'm saying that right. Nepali. And that was, yes, that was right by the beach area, which was actually also then connected to Neptune's, which is a restaurant. So we were able to kind of do both at the same time. So that way, you know, something that Mike wanted from there versus I wanted the pizza because I love pizza. We were able to order just at that restaurant and they brought it right over. It was very good. Yeah, it's a pizza, brick oven pizza restaurant. Very nice. And then, of course, Neptune's has the jerk chicken, which is famous in Sandals. That's one of their specialties.
That was going to be my next question.
Yes. It was really good and like fall off the bone. Like it looked like it had marinated for hours to perfection. So I'm telling y'all, the food there was some of the best I've had ever or anywhere, like in an experience like that, you know, where it's like all included or cruising or whatever. I was very impressed for sure.
Awesome. Okay. So another thing Sandals is known for is like the all-inclusive activities and stuff. So did you snorkel? Did you scuba dive? Did you do anything cool?
Yeah. So they had tons of water sports. We did kayak. which was super fun. We were going to do stand-up paddle boards, but I was tired from kayaking. Just, right. So much energy, y'all.
I'd rather kayak than stand up paddleboard anyway, because I fall over.
Yes, exactly. But it was super fun. I mean, they had that. They also had the, like, it's kind of like a sailboat, if you wanted to do that.
Oh, the Hobie Cat?
Yes, like the Hobie Cats. Exactly. So those were there. Super easy. You just kind of walk over on the side of the beach and you sign that you're okay doing it, and you're good to go. All included, no extra cost. So that was really cool. And they did also like
Donna is
we did not do it, but they offered a nighttime one.
Yes.
Nighttime snorkeling. That's cool. Yeah. So Donna's a scuba diver, and it's worth mentioning that Sandals is one of the resorts that you can
one of the very, very few that it is included. There's
yes, and that is a big thing. I have yes. Yeah. And they had where you could, you know, try it out. I did see the pool area that was right by that, by the area where you would do the water sports and things like that. So they had their little pool that you could try diving in. And yeah, basically you could just sign up for a time, you know, if you've already certified versus maybe.
And if you're not, they do offer certification while you're there. But it's one of the things about Sandals is it's actually better to go ahead and get that set up ahead of time. So you can do the classroom time ahead of time. Before you even arrive, and that way you get the classroom instruction, and then when you get there, all you got to do is the dives and all, and that really does save some time, and you don't have to sit in the classroom on your vacation.
And then you actually get to go on and do the dive where they take you.
Correct.
Yeah, because it's all Patty, right? Donna, is that?
Well, that's actually how I learned to scuba dive. The very first time I did was actually at a Sandals resort. It was a resort dive, and it did not include certification, so we only went down to about 15 feet. So that way you didn't have to necessarily have to worry about, you know, complications and things like that. You could basically swim to the surface. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's what we did. Is that that's was the awesome. First time I went diving was at a Sandals resort.
Which is so nice. One thing that gives guests an option.
One thing to note with this particular Sandals is the diving is not conducted at the resort. You actually have to take a shuttle about 15, 20 minutes away to a marina.
Same thing with the snorkeling too. It was like, if you want to do it with them, it's like an hour, it's like 2.5 hour adventure, if you will. So if you're going to snorkel, they kind of take you out and let you snorkel. I think they said it was like 50, 60 minutes of snorkeling and then going there and back. So that's something to keep in mind if you're, you know, we didn't have quite a long stay, or we probably would have snorkeled. I do love to snorkel. I think find it very enjoyable. I'm too scared to scuba dive. Maybe Donna can talk me into it. Okay.
She will too. She'll talk you into it.
So hey, I'm too lazy to snorkel. Yeah. I like to dive.
I think it's worth mentioning too that if you golf, this is one of the resorts that has a golf
absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's something that you can pre and advance kind of work on and do, or once you arrive. But there are requirements too as far as the rentals.
Right. Like
it's included.
You pay the
like some extra
golf cart or there's things.
Yeah, the golf cart fee and the golf club fee. I know I looked it up for a honeymoon guest that went recently, and off the top of my head, I don't want to give the wrong information. But
yeah,
I remember giving them kind of like, here's what you have to pay for: shoes, the clubs.
Right. So it's not completely included. But yeah.
It's not completely free. However, it is supposed to be one of the best golfing places in the area for sure. Just beautiful.
Nice. All right. So you were using some points that you earned from selling Sandals, right? And then what happened to you at the end of your trip?
So there was a little bit of confusion. Mm-hmm. And we ended up, because we did, you know, you still to stay a little bit longer. We also paid out of pocket a little bit for some extra nights. And therefore, the original resort we were going to stay at was Hostian, which is another property. Again, there's three at Sandals, St. Lucia. Mm-hmm. So you can enjoy all three if you want to. But what happened was they still kept me at that one for our last night instead of Watak the whole time. So that meant we got to experience two properties.
So, hey, yay. Okay. This is, that's cool. I think it's cool because if you, like you were saying, if you are staying at one of the resorts in St. Lucia, you get to play at the other two resorts and go back and forth. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
So this is a good bonus because we get to hear a little bit about Halcyon too. So what did you think of that resort?
So I liked it as well. It's so hard because they're both beautiful and they're so different.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of the same. So that, I would say Halcyon is more compact, so it's more kind of set together where it's not as spread out. Mm-hmm. So I think we were talking about, you know, getting around the resort at La Tocque being a little bit more tricky sometimes, then this is not going to be as tricky. So if you wanted something that's kind of more together, more compact, not as much walking per se, not as hilly, then this might be the better option for
that's
you
my number
to stay in. Yep, there you go. And it's beautiful. And they call it, I think, like the tropical Garden of Eden. I think is kind of the way Sandals kind of describes it. It absolutely is. I mean, the walkways, the greenery, the vegetation is absolutely gorgeous. So it does kind of give you more of that remote tropical feel, a little differently than La Tocque does. I mean, they're just totally different resorts, quite honestly. It's just what would
how long did it take to get from La Tocque to Halcyon?
It was like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Not bad.
So yeah, similar time back to the airport and everything. So
yeah, it's about an hour. I think the guy told us it was an hour and a half back ish, an hour and 20 maybe. So yeah, not terrible. And then La Grande is, of course, then further up. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind too. If you've got somebody that's maybe, you know, motion sickness is worrying you, then you might want to choose a resort, you know, based on that. Yeah. I mean, you can go to all three, so it's no biggie. There is a shuttle that will take you, and they have times of the days that you can do that. And the app kind of tells you if there's any activities going on. So, like, I found that Halcyon had a little bit more afternoon activities than La Tocque did. So it kind of seemed more, because it is a smaller resort, it kind of seemed more like community, like more mm-hmm. like, all right, everybody get to know each other. All right, we're in the pool playing this game together. All right, it's pool trivia time. And it just felt a little bit more, I don't know, friendly it like just, that, if
it's
you will.
Smaller, right? Sense. Yeah. Yeah.
It's smaller, yeah. Right. So you're probably, if we would have stayed there longer, we would have ran into the same guest doing very similar things that my husband and I were, like, you know, oh, we're like trivia. Oh, we like pool games. Oh, we like the nighttime mm-hmm. piano bar and things like that. It just, yeah.
Where did you eat at Halcyon?
So because we weren't there long, we didn't eat very many places. We ate at the Italian restaurant.
Okay.
What was the name of that restaurant? Mario's, I believe.
Okay.
Italian place.
And it was... Yes, the Italian place. And that restaurant, the Italian restaurant, that's the only one. That one is like you have to wear khaki pants. You can't even mm-hmm. wear jeans at that one. So okay. Men, definitely, that's important to know. It's okay.
Okay.
If I was, I'll just be honest. If I'm choosing based on food, I'm choosing La Tocque.
Okay. Done. That's fair. All right. I mean, is there anything else that we didn't touch on that you want to make sure you mention?
I don't know. I say it's beautiful. I mean, we had a great time. I would definitely go back. I would definitely go back to another Sandals property. We really enjoyed the way that we were treated and just how they made you feel so comfortable and like you were at home, and there was so much to do and to see, and yet you could just relax and enjoy yourself as well. So
a nonstop flight from Charlotte is nice for our area too.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes, it was delightful. It was lovely. So we took that back home, a nonstop flight back home. Mm-hmm. One thing to mention is that airport is tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's only one, and it's tiny.
Yeah. But it's a small island, so that makes sense.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. All right. But it was great. Yeah, definitely. We had a great time.
Nice. Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Kristen, for returning tonight and telling us about your trip.
Thank you. Yay. Thanks for having me.
On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.